You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, folks. Be sure to visit my webpage at dr-history.com for over 440 true stories of the Old West. Also, now available on Amazon, my first book, a historical fiction based on true events entitled Coal Miner to Cowboy. The story of a young man born in England in 1850. He wants to be a cowboy and makes his way to America, travels from New Orleans to Independence on a steamboat, hires on as a teamster to Santa Fe, then on a cattle drive to Bozeman, Montana. He also rides shotgun on a stagecoach. He travels with a wagon train, and on his two-year journey, he meets some famous people and keeps a journal of his adventures. The book contains a lot of the true stories from my podcast and is now available on Amazon. Visit my webpage for a link to Amazon for the book, Coal Miner to Cowboy.
Here he is, Dr. History.
Good morning, Zeb, and a happy coming new year.
You know, really, it's hard to believe that we went through Christmas already, and now
here
New Year's, and now here's January 2nd already.
Yeah, we're already headed in there. Yeah,
wow, we're getting old.
Well, I told you, I had a birthday yesterday, and 74.
You're 74.
I'm 74.
You're catching up to me.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
But I will never catch you.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of depressing, too. So did you have a good Christmas and a good New Year?
All six kids, their spouses, 15 grandkids.
In your house?
Yes.
And where are you living now?
Well, luckily, some of them went home for the night. But it was.
How many bathrooms have you got?
Well, it
not
worked.
Enough.
Yeah, it worked. But okay. Anyway, we had a great time.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, Zeb, we have talked about the different Indian tribes somewhat.
Oh, yeah.
And at times, originally, they figured there was somewhere around 500 different Indian tribes across the country.
I didn't know that.
From the east to the west, south, north, and many of them were totally, completely wiped out, and we have no trace of them at this stage. But so I'm going to talk about a tribe called the Kiowas, and you've heard of
them.
Oh, yeah. And so the Kiowas of the southern plains, that's where they lived, were actually separated into small bands, and they each went their own way to find buffalo hunting grounds and good grazing for the horses. So they just basically split up. But now, according to custom, the whole tribe of some 2,000 people were gathered in a single great camp under their chief, the principal chief, a guy named Island Man.
Island
Man. That was the chief. Now, remember him, because this story is going to kind of center around him.
Okay.
Island Man.
Okay.
So they were getting together because they wanted to talk about things concerning all of these bands that had come together.
Is it Kiowa or Kiowa?
I've always said Kiowa.
Me too, but I heard somebody on a Western the other night say Kiowa.
I've always heard Kiowa.
Yeah, me too.
No matter.
Okay.
If
there's anybody out there that is of Kiowa or Kiowa descent, let us know.
Yeah. Yes. So they were going to talk about future military actions against the enemy, the staging of the annual summer dance, which was a religious ceremony. So this is 1833. Now, again, I said the Kiowas were kind of a smallish tribe, only about a tenth the size of their powerful neighbors, the Comanches, for instance. They were 10 times bigger, but they were full of fighting spirit. They were a proud nation, the Kiowas mm-hmm. were. So the Kiowas' traditional range actually was quite big.
Did they have offshoots of their tribes the Apaches did?
Not that I know of. I believe they were strictly the Kiowa tribe. Yeah, but they actually included areas of Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a wide domain that they lived in.
I see.
And so, as I said, they got together right now, about 2,000 of them. And if you looked at this, almost as far as you could see were buffalo hide teepees sprawled along the banks of a place called Rainy Mountain Creek. So, you know, now this happens every year. Okay. So you can imagine what this is like. Reunited friends were, they were talking, visiting. Women were cooking meat in the brass buckets obtained through barter with the Pawnees of the North, who in turn had gotten them from traders. So you can just picture this. These old men sitting around smoking tobacco, talking about the good old days.
Wouldn't it be quite similar to the Mountain Man Rendezvous?
Sure. Yeah. It would be, because they, same thing, once a year,
yeah,
got together.
Yeah.
But a singular personage among these retired warriors was the keeper of a sacred medicine idol called the Tame. Now, this was a sacred item that it was vital to the Sundance ritual. So it held kind of religious importance.
T-A-M-E?
T-A-I-M-E. Tame.
Oh, I see.
I think
see.
I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay.
So anyway, so picture this. Here, these old guys, they're kind of past their prime, and, you know, they probably felt a little jealous thinking of the young men that were still young and vibrant heading out to go fight the, you know, the Utes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's what happened at this point. There was a group of fighting age that they rode off one morning to raid against the Utes.
Really?
So, and they lived kind of in the northwest up towards the Utah area, you know. So the war party intended to return with scalps and horses and other plunder in time for the Sundance. So while they were gone, the rest of the tribe would remain where they were camped, moving only a few miles in one direction or another in order to have fresh grazing and hunting.
Why did the Kiowas, or any tribe for that matter, have animus against another tribe? I mean, what happened that they wanted to kill everybody?
Well, I think it went back and forth. You know, if one tribe went against you, then at some point you're going to go against them. And you just go back and forth among
the tribes.
Things
never change.
Things never change. So some days after the warriors departed, a group of hunters left Island Man, remember him, Island Man, the chief, left his camp to go look for buffalo to the north. They came across the carcass of a buffalo with an arrow sunk deep in the flesh. Now, not an arrow of their own.
Uh-oh.
But one whose shaft bore the markings of the Osages, the Osage tribe, who was another longtime enemy. Okay, things are getting ominous.
The plot thickens.
It does. So their presence near the Kiowa camp was, it was ominous. The hunters galloped back to warn their principal chief, Island Man.
Mm-hmm.
So Island Man posted sentries and supervised the building of adobe breastworks for defense. So he kind of was preparing in case there was a battle. Well, days passed, no attack came. Finally, the Kiowas began to just relax, breathe a little more easily. And what they had feared to be a hostile tribe was, they figured, probably just some hunters, just some Osage hunters that had been around and somehow shot this arrow and didn't get the meat somehow. Anyway, by now, the grass near the camp had been kind of nibbled low by the Kiowa horses, and they were needed to move. So Chief Island Man took counsel with the few leaders who had not gone off with the raiding party and agreed to permit the tribe to split into several groups. Okay, here was a mistake.
Uh-oh.
The buffalo hunters off again on their own. Another group headed for so they split off. Okay, another group headed for a place where they knew there were wild horses.
Okay.
So now they're down to not a lot of people.
In the camp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Island Man himself actually took another group of people comprising mainly of old men and women, young mothers, and children. Okay, we're split off, Zeb. We're kind of low in numbers.
So who stayed in the camp to protect the camp?
Well, that's the problem. You're going to see. So late in the afternoon of the day that Island Man pitched his new camp, there were some young girls that went to a creek for some water. And as they were kind of dipping their hands down into the water to drink, they looked up and they saw, to their horror, not only her own reflection in the water, but the image of a strange warrior.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So the girls tried to act nonchalantly. They kind of quietly went back to camp. They told Island Man and the other old men, well, they just dismissed it as just a prank, that the girls were just joking around. They just ignored it. Okay. Not good.
Not good.
Early the next morning, a young man left the camp to lead his family's horses to pasture. Something moved behind a rock. His eyes followed the movement into the gloom. He was amazed to see the shaved head of an Osage warrior. He ran back, screaming and yelling, to wake up the people. This is early in the morning.
Yeah.
So
kind of like you. You sleep late. So.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, stumbling half-dressed from the teepees, Island Man's people found their camp already swarming with Osage warriors.
Oh, boy.
It was too late.
Uh-oh.
And so Island Man, he's yelling, to the rocks, to the rocks. In other words, go hide in the rocks. And he himself ran in that direction. Well, his panic-stricken people tried to follow. And I'm not going to go into detail of what happened, but basically it was a shameful defeat. They didn't have their warriors, no real leadership.
No way to fight back.
Yeah, so old men and women and children.
Us.
Yeah, and so anyway, Island Man escaped with just a minor wound.
Mm.
Not good. Well, the Osages left, but they took two captive children with them,
I see.
Which was not uncommon to do, to take hostages back.
But they literally killed everybody else?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Bad deal.
Oh, my.
There were some survivors.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the Kiowa fighting men came back from the land of the Utes expecting to have this joyous reunion.
Oh, boy.
Instead, they found a scene of, terrible.
Carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The surviving women were mourning the dead. Every man just had this grim thought that, number one, why did this happen? And number two, Island Man, the chief, was not worthy of being their principal chief, and this was an issue that had to be taken care of.
So they basically looked at their chief like he ran cowardly and hid in the rocks, right?
Exactly. Well, and he didn't keep scouts. He didn't keep warriors.
Oh,
he didn't.
Okay.
He didn't prepare.
Yeah.
Basically. So anyway, so this had to be taken care of in a council. So they had a camp crier that went around. And every man who had any claim to importance in the tribe, an orator, a warrior, a hunter, or a healer, they came together around a fire. They smoked a ceremonial pipe in silence and prepared to discuss the consequent necessity of choosing a successor. So they were going to choose a successor for Island Man.
I see.
Okay. So one of the older men, respected by... because of his wisdom, he's the guy that got up and spoke first.
Okay.
And that was kind of the hierarchy, of respecting the elders.
Sure.
So, anyway, Island Man, he said, had failed utterly in his responsibility to the tribe. Not only had he exercised poor judgment in permitting the reduced camp at Rainy Mountain Creek to break up into smaller groups, not only had he neglected to take the minimal precaution of posting sentries when Osages were about, but he had even failed to make a stand and inspire others by his personal example. He took off.
He ran.
It had been his duty to place the welfare of his tribe above all else, including his own life, but he had fled in terror before the enemy. So, this having been said and unanimously agreed to the council members, that the name Island Man would be spoken no more. No would anybody ever listen to his voice again. Now, this is a guy that was pretty high up. Remember,
yeah.
He'd worked his way up.
Yeah.
So there would be no formal punishment for him. He would simply slip into obscurity and become an ordinary tribesman, a man who had for all time forfeited his influence and following. For more important now than Island Man was the question of a replacement.
Kind of like theta. Slips into obscurity.
Obscurity.
Yeah.
So members of the council who wished to make a statement rose to do so in an order.
So they were really politically inclined.
They were very much. They had a system.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to their years and experience, the older ones, according to the experience, were the first ones to stand and speak.
Okay.
So there was no rigidly prescribed sequence, but always the older men spoke first, and then the men of middle years. Even a young warrior might, after his elders had spoken, ask and receive permission to express his views if he had done some bold deed, if he was indeed a good warrior. So each man was heard with the utmost courtesy for as long as he wanted to speak, and each viewpoint was solemnly considered For the art of persuasion was the essence of such meetings, and a man was entitled to his chance to persuade. I like this, Zeb. No orator was interrupted, and no council member was permitted to leave the session until a consensus declared it recessed. They were going to stay there until this was resolved.
That's better than our House of Representatives.
You know, there's all kinds of good things,
yeah,
I thought,
really,
with this. Well, the Kiowa Council dwelt at length on the requirements for the office of principal chief and on the qualities desired in the man named to fulfill it. To begin with, he must have a record of outstanding accomplishments in war. Although in his new role, he would not himself be a tactical leader, he would be expected to set an example of courage if circumstance brought war to his people, as it had to Island Man. He must possess a compelling personality that would draw others to him and inspire their loyalty and respect. Indeed, respect was his sole source of power, and to be truly effective, he must be a man of great wealth, the owner of many horses obtained by leading raids. Moreover, he must have demonstrated his generosity by giving feasts and providing food, horses, and buffalo hides to those who were less fortunate. He had to be a generous guy. Just an all-round excellent person.
Sounds basically, if you will, the same way as what we should be looking at in
exactly.
a president.
In a leader.
Yep.
Yeah. So finally, he must be energetic, receptive to the opinions of others. I thought that was interesting. Deliberate in reaching judgments and gifted with an eloquent tongue. These traits would be indispensable in carrying out his primary duties, such as suggesting the division of hunting assignments when the tribe separated again, acting as spokesman in meetings with other tribes. He was going to be their guy to go talk to other tribes.
Yeah.
Mediating factional and personal disputes within the tribe, and at all times encouraging the unity of his people.
Gee whiz.
You know, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That they had this culture after, you know, how many years?
But let me ask you this. How do you know, and I know we're only got 5 minutes left, but how do you know all this is really basically true when they didn't write anything down?
Their system was word of mouth, passed down from generation to generation. They repeated stories over and over and over to the young so that would be passed down. So I put a lot of credibility yeah. into this. Yeah. So anyway, as speaker after speaker expressed their point of view, more and more council members were swayed into accepting the man who appeared to be the popular preference. It was the basis of tribal decision-making that agreement in all matters of importance had to be unanimous or nearly so.
Holy
Almost
smokes.
Everyone had to agree. So after much slow, reflective talk, the choice of the council fell upon a man named Little Mountain.
Little Mountain.
Little Mountain. He was selected not by vote, but by the weight of opinion as expressed in the speaking. It was agreed that Little Mountain had all the requisite qualities in abundance. He was acclaimed as the first voice of the tribe. It turned out that he would retain this role for 33 years.
Now, why did they come up with 33 years?
Because no one could replace him in his integrity.
Oh, wow.
Because he was a good leader.
Yeah.
So I guess it was like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So anyway, the Kiowa organization, of which Little Mountain had become principal chief, was formal but flexible. The tribe was made up of six divisions or sub-tribes. Each sub-tribe was led by a chief who was a natural leader by virtue of accomplishments and qualities that were similar to those of Little Mountain. So in other words, the sub-tribes chiefs kind of thought the same way as Little Mountain, basically.
I see. Okay.
So some of these tribes had, sub-tribes had grown too big to live together year-round, and they divided into two or more bands to hunt their own meat, to gather their own wild prairie turnips and plums, collect their own firewood, seek their own pastures. Every band had its own leader who usually arrived at his position by being the head of the wealthiest family in the group, like Little Mountain. Both the sub-tribe chiefs and the band chiefs dealt with the day-to-day peacetime life of their tribe. Their duties were to keep order, supervise camp activities, determine the band's movements, negotiate with traders when the opportunity came up without fail, consult with others, other influential men in making decisions. So it wasn't a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Anytime there was a decision to make, they would meet together and counsel together.
I'm amazed.
So
I really am amazed.
Yeah.
And we're out of time.
I know. Yeah.
And I got to ask one more question.
Okay.
What happened to Island Man?
He remained in obscurity and lived a very quiet life somewhere.
Was he able to live with the tribe or was he banished?
No, he stayed with them, but
I see.
He just was no longer respected. Nobody would, you know, respect anything he said.
Kind of like Biden.
So we are going to continue the about Little Mountain and the Kiowas.
I'm looking forward to that next week.
Because we've talked about different tribes, but I've never talked about the Kiowas. So I'd like to
The political aspects are amazing.
It really is. I mean, what a peaceful way to settle leadership, who's going to be the leader, listen to the different people. I
want to do that next week. I'm looking forward to it. Island Man has been banished, and Little Mountain is coming into power.
He is the man.
Oh, he's the man.
He is.
Okay.